We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
world, this is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode F of BaseNet Radio is Morbid and Silent Slade.
What up?
Hey.
Yes, yes. We have a few sections to the show, not many today, but whatever. And we are always interested in ideas for other sections. If you have an idea, send it over to basenet@slickzero.net. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is
encouraged.
Since you bitched last week and wanted to say it yourself. Anyway.
I like to bitch.
Yes.
Wine.
Yeah, I have the two whiners with me. I hope everybody feels bad. Anyway. Yes, it's encouraged. That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which is basenet.slickzero.net. Anyhow, it's about time for our first section.
I'm not familiar with that sound.
What was that?
That was the wrong fucking button. That's what that was. No, because I rearranged the keys. N used to be news, but now it's the question of the week thing.
Oh, there's actually a noise for that one?
Yeah, I have a noise for everything.
I didn't know that what noise that was made yet.
Yeah, but I hit N assuming it was news, but it... Do you really want to hear the news theme?
Yes.
No. Okay. We can go on.
Flip a coin, damn it. Actually, while you're flipping the coin, I'll just freaking play it anyway. Because it really is time for the news.
Okay.
Oh, we need help this week. We still need help this week.
Okay.
Why? I got tons of news.
Yeah.
Anyway, that begins the news section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other... I'm sorry, I can't do that radio effect for too long. That's just scary. Okay, yeah, you get the idea. News. All right, who wants to take the first story?
Let's see. I say I'll do it. Why the fuck not? Let's start with Firefox. A lot of different news going on with Firefox this week. Starting with the bug patches. If you haven't done it yet, 1.03 is out.
Mm-hmm.
So get it. Also, if you're one of those Mozilla users, they finally updated Mozilla a little bit.
1.77, right?
Right. Yep. Final release.
Is that their last release for it?
I think it is. Other than
security fixes.
Other than quick security fixes and possibly, you know, contributions to it from the community, I don't think they're really going to continue working on it. I think it's going to be Firefox and Thunderbird.
And Thunderbird.
And anything else they come up with in the future, separately. Good piece of news that I did notice about it, though, was while doing some research on, you know, the release and what was in there, I found out that they were scheduling a 1.1 beta for Firefox.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When's that scheduled to come out?
Let's see, it's going for beta in 6 to 7 weeks by the Mozilla Foundation. So keep your eyes open. You'll probably see it on their site or secretly hidden somewhere. Well, they might email you. I don't know. And it's going to feature some sort of update kind of extension so that you don't have to constantly reload a whole new version of it. You can actually just update the one you currently have.
Oh, that's cool.
They haven't really done something like that yet. And I was kind of wondering about that today when I just upgraded to 1.02. What, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, and then you upgraded.
1.03, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this again. I wish there was a patch management system. I started looking through the menus to see if there was
one.
There wasn't.
And lo and behold,
I started researching, and oh, they're coming up with one, so that's great.
Oh, nice.
Please release that soon. That's annoying.
I guess you weren't the only one who was putting a recommend. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Whiner.
Whine. But whining gets stuff done.
Sadly, yes.
Because people don't want to hear me whine, so they'll do stuff.
Oh, wow. That must come in handy while social engineering.
Of course.
But I want you to give me your account number.
What do you mean I can't have it? Why can't I have it? Tell me why.
Oh, God.
It works great.
Near the end of the Art of Intrusion,
Mitnick was... The little kid?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was really cute, but it's true. Like, you start complaining and bitching and moaning, and eventually, after an hour and a half or so, someone's going to give.
Yeah.
That or hang on.
Wow, they could last that long?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
People who last hours on the... Anyway, I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to go there at all.
Wow.
And Morbid's enjoying the little gif I linked him to.
Yes, it's very nice. Just got out of the shot.
Have you set it to your wallpaper yet?
No, I'm going to do that at home.
Okay.
So my dad will walk in and be like, I have to see that movie.
Well, he has to ask where it's from first, because it doesn't give enough info. Alright, anyway. So that's it for the Firefox news. If you haven't updated, go ahead and do it now. Or you can wait a few hundred weeks and get on with that new beta.
A few hundred weeks?
Well, 6 to 7.
That's not 100 weeks, dude.
It's an eternity to us.
Not really.
That's almost a letter's worth. Anyway. What else do we got going on? Gonna pop into... I'll mention that later when Morbid does his news. Let's see. Mobile safety up to you. With the security fixes for Firefox just happening, people are starting to worry about their phones.
Do you know what you do?
Turn it
on. You get a phone that can't get a virus, that doesn't have any of the fancy features. You go with some like StarTAC or TimePort or something old like that I just switched to today.
They officially set you up, didn't they? Yeah.
What is that? The Verizon store hooked me up.
They hooked you
Usually
up?
You think Verizon and you think, oh, friggin' damn profiteering gluttons.
That's because it wasn't an actual Verizon wireless store. It was a wireless store that sold Verizon wireless.
They're authorized retailers. Yeah. But I asked them if they had a StarTech charger, and they didn't have any for sale. However, they had this nice little cell phone recycling bin. The guy just went right there, pulled this thing out, and just handed it to me. Here.
Try that.
And it was mine for free.
Nice.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You gotta do business with them later on in the future. Just because.
No, I don't.
Yeah. They were nice to you.
So?
So? Yeah, I'll do all my shit online. I was just looking for some freaking hardware, that's why.
And still, you know.
He didn't care. He's like, here, see you later.
Get out.
That's exactly what happened. I'm just like, okay. I mean... Their store is in a location where I don't think they get much of business anyway, so they must have like an easy job and want to get rid of people that come in there.
Yeah, probably people who want to make a quick buck without doing actual work.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, well, so much for that. In any case, at this point, so a total of 8 viruses have been found roaming the cell phone world. Most of them are taking advantage of Bluetooth.
Yeah, mine doesn't. Yay.
A couple of, and another one is like MMS messaging. Sends itself through MMS message.
Right.
But no matter what, most of them require you to accept the virus before it actually does anything. So only idiot would really get infected. Or someone who doesn't pay attention.
Listen. Windows users.
I know. Okay.
Need I say more?
Wait, you don't have to worry about... If you're a Verizon wireless customer, you don't have to worry about Bluetooth because they disable the majority of the features of Bluetooth.
Mostly.
Yeah. So you shouldn't really have to worry about it.
I'm sure someone will find a way around it. It's silly, though. I mean, when cell phones are starting to get bugs, people are losing, like, their contact lists and things like that. And people don't make backups of it, either.
Well, that's because you have to buy a really expensive adapter.
You mean $5 on eBay?
I'm too lazy to look on eBay.
Okay.
But actually, that's strange, because I look on eBay for random things I have no need for.
Exactly. Yeah. Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, it is. Then it's like, but when you need to look for something you actually need, like...
You go to a store and
I don't want to.
I don't want to go on eBay and actually buy it. Like this cheap headset I got for $6 on eBay right here. It doesn't work that well. But
no, it doesn't.
It's a cheap
oh my God, I can barely
you
hear you.
$6. On eBay.
Like I said, $6, right?
You have your old headset back now, right?
I know. Now I can speak again.
So now I can keep that one for myself.
No. I'm using that one for my house phone. Until I get a better one, and then I can give it to you.
Okay. What, a $7 one on eBay?
A $9 one. I'm going expensive.
Oh, wow. going to get a bling-blinging one?
Yeah, it's going to be bling-bling. It's going to have these little shiny things on the top.
Is it going to have a spinner on the side?
Yeah. One ear is going to be a spinner. The other ear is going to be like a dangling earring kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's super almost homosexual.
Exactly. We're working towards our next secret project, which people aren't supposed to know about.
Oh, yes, the secret project.
Right.
Exactly. We'll give you a hint. It includes a video camera or two.
Yeah.
Oh, for a second, I'm like, wait, I don't know what you're talking about. No. I'm like, wait, what secret project? Now I know now.
Now you know what it is. We'll announce it when it's nearing an end, when it's in the editing process, but
all right.
We're not going to mention it now.
It'll probably be a while.
Trust me, anybody who watches it will like it and probably crack up the entire time.
Hopefully.
That's the goal. We haven't even written the script for it yet, but that's going
to
be the goal.
You're giving away too much.
You're giving away way too much.
I already gave away it involves a video camera. What do you want these people to think? That we're doing a freaking, like, CD?
We're being mimes. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing the robot.
Freaking mimes.
we're doing that Gecko robot thing from the Geico commercial. That's what we're doing.
Right.
Now I've given it all away. Anyway, move on. Next thing.
Warp. Oh, okay.
Well, as you pointed to him.
I was just finishing off on cell phone virus.
Do I have anything that deals with that?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have anything that deals with that.
I don't think I give you good a transition.
No, there's an awful transition.
You got a cell phone?
No, but I have a great transition. I was on TechWeb, and it was a weird headline in the RSS feed. It was just the date. What? So I click it, and it's just a blank page. It's got all their nice little ads and whatnot, which are ad blocked by this point. And it's got all their links on their page, and it has the date, nothing for the article, by techweb.com, and that's it.
Were they writing it while you were freaking clicking the RSS feed, or was it?
No, it was in the RSS feed.
That sucks.
Normally, that kind of thing wouldn't make the RSS feed, so.
Yeah, it shouldn't have.
So, Morb, did you find anything?
Yeah, I came up with something that kind of works along that way. Going back to our good old friend Skype.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, Skype's cool, free calls on the internet, whatnot. But what do you want to do if you call your grandparents there? You know, the computer illiterate people who think computers are devil's tool.
They are the devil's tool. Yeah, but that's another story altogether.
That depends if it's running Windows or not.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so.
Or BSD.
Pretty much. Friday, Skype announced that it's a beta virtual number service that will allow PC-less callers to connect to the Skype service.
Ooh.
And it's also launched a voicemail service. I guess it's just that it actually launched a voicemail. So the voicemail service there, it's not in beta, it's actual out. Full, ready to go, whatnot. For Skype users who step away from the PCs. Okay. This new Skype in services, which is the voicemail and the virtual numbers, are going to complement the Skype out things where you can call traditional lines. Da-ba-da. And this Skype in service allows callers to purchase up to 3 numbers from their home country in Denmark, Finland, France, Hong Kong, Sweden. Those limey British bastards and the United States.
Those limey British bastards.
During the during the beta period. UK. Okay. Okay. The Skype in subscribers will receive voicemail services for free. Otherwise, you'll have to pay $7 for 3 months, or €5 if we're in Europe. Any listeners?
Gotcha.
Or for 12 months, $19 for the voice, or €15 that's for the voicemail. Okay, and
I'm really not liking that. That sounds a little too.
And
it's not pricey, I guess, but it's the cost.
And
you have free voicemail.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you're not actually paying for the phone calls, so I guess it goes $19 a year as opposed to if you actually have a landline.
Yeah, but there are free alternatives to voicemail online.
And
I know you can find a list of them somewhere. I believe it's on the BinRev forums.
Let's see. The Skype in subscriptions are available for
no idea how much 3 months,
$13, €10, or 12 months for $39, €30.
$13 for just 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So it's not like $13 a month. It's actually kind of like.
Okay. A spokeswoman for Skype said she did not know what exchange Skype numbers would be assigned to. Because while people in the U.S. are, you know, pretty much we have all free long distance now with our phone with our telcos. The UK residents are charged different rates depending on if it's local or national. So I guess that's where the exchange comes into play.
Aren't VoIP services going up all over Europe now? Like they are here?
Yeah, I know ours local telcos are starting to do, you know, nationwide price.
Well, Europe didn't even have... I know at least in England, local calls cost money. It was whatever they're sent, 1 cent a minute.
It's kind of expensive.
So...
considering how often you talk with someone around your neighborhood.
Exactly. So this is something that England at least, and I don't know about the rest of Europe, had to deal with. So we're used to it. We're lucky. We don't have to pay for local calls at all. And now most...
some people do, but it depends.
Yeah, so...
if you get those really stripped down plans where you just get a line that rings...
most people don't have to deal with paying for local calls. So, I don't know. That's what's going on.
Right, yeah. That's cool, though. The Skype out is an option now.
Yeah. So that's Skype that.
In slash out, sorry.
That's that.
Alright. Anything else in the phone slash... other world?
Kind of, actually. This one kind of works.
Okay.
This is actually dealing with foiling spies at the Vatican.
What?
You know, the whole big thing's going, Popey Pope's dead. So, so they're having the whole big ceremony. This doesn't happen much, like maybe two, three times a century.
Big ceremony.
And now...
it happened a lot this century, the past century, actually.
Yeah. Well, not when you're alive.
Because half of them got, like, murdered or something.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It was a fashionable thing back then. So, times have changed since 78 when it last happened.
Okay.
Things are a lot more advanced. So, the whole thing, this is an extremely secretive thing, you know, the whole... not only is just the fact that in past, it's been secret, but the thing that actually they don't like to keep it public what's talked about inside. Because they say they don't think that people will be able to speak freely because there's sensitive subjects they talk about. Like... fun things.
Like fun things?
It's gotta be in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere. Yeah, one of the spots I highlighted. Okay.
You went too crazy with the highlighter on
there. Yeah, I did. I was bored at work.
yeah, fine.
Okay, here we go. For instance, sensitive discussions on the papal candidate's stand on relationships with Muslims or Jews, recognizing China rather than Taiwan, or views on contraception would be sought by the government or press. So, they have to keep it away. So what they're doing is anti-bugging measures. Like, first of all, they banned cell phones, electronic organizers, radios, newspapers, TVs, and recorders.
Okay.
I guess because you could kind of sneak things in.
Gotcha. Yeah, a newspaper has... yeah.
Now, what about those big hats and big robes?
They actually talked about that. They say the fact that what about someone either sneaking something in, like getting close to a cardinal, because they're public figures.
Right.
They and sneaking, sticking something on.
They have a lot of clothing, officially.
So they have to do that.
Now,
they say they really can't do that. That kind of be crap. So they have to worry about that. But so what they're saying is... they're dealing with, like, the...
walk they banned, the room they, naked and wear new clothes.
They banned all that crap. They banned all that stuff. Because, like, cell phones can be hacked and used to broadcast... cell phones and personal data organizers, because they could be hacked and used to broadcast the proceedings to a listener. Where you turn on the microphone
hacked.
And...
you could just turn it fucking on. And he was not like,
I know, they're saying other people. Like,
oh, okay.
First of all, they didn't think the priests were allowed to have cell phones. Okay, we're hacked and turn on microphones.
Live a life
okay.
of, like, you know, poverty.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, poverty in my ass. Okay, okay. And now they say they're dealing with that because they banned all that stuff, so it's not going to be inside. Mm-hmm. But then they have to deal with laser microphones that could pick up conversation from a quarter mile away because from window glass, where they're saying, because the Sistine Chapels has windows near the roof. Where this is all going to be going on. So what they say, that could be stopped by either the thwarted... laser microphones can be thwarted with heavy drapes and by masking conversation with ambient noise. So they say the only problem they'll have is like the tiny bugs and what will all try to sneak in. But they're saying...
FM bugs are so easy to A, make, B, make small,
and
C, power. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can just use any, you know... band that's below the common...
But I think, in my opinion, they're being extremely cocky about this. Da-da-da, Vatican Court they refuse to discuss their measure, but they say it's like this isn't the first conflict here. They're like, the security is very strict. For people to steal information, it is very, very difficult, if not impossible. So I think they're thinking themselves a little high and mighty right there in this.
Yeah.
And also, this is actually kind of serious.
No, now someone's going to get the idea, and they're actually going to try to do it.
If you're part, if you actually believe in this religion, and you actually take it seriously and follow it, then you don't want to go out, you don't want to try to do any of this, because Pope John Paul, he deemed at one of the conclaves that this threat to the conclave serious enough to decree that those who break their the oath of secrecy and whatnot can be cast out of the Roman Catholic Church. Mm. So, like, if a cardinal does it and whatnot, he's all that hard work of years of celibacy to women and all that, gone.
Caught that, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. So, that's that.
It's kind of hard. You can't really put that on your resume, cardinal.
Yeah, so you're a kid toucher.
Oh, that's hard. I thought that was just local priests.
Ooh, that's interesting.
What is that?
Oh, he's playing with his...
Bug on your phone again?
Well, if you hear that noise, that's weird, because that usually doesn't end up on channel 300 on analog. I could use my cell phone to scan 5 different channels on the analog band.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm sorry about that, guy.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, this thing has loud ass touch tones.
Not like the cheap cell phones of today.
It only scans analog band, but it's definitely fun. It's
worth Is that an analog-only phone?
No. Okay. It's analog-digital, but it... only scans analog when you get to the menu. Okay. So the service menu function 00**8378663*store, and then either depending on the age of the phone, a prompt will come up saying, like with a little what is that thing, like an apostrophe or something, whatever that's called.
One of them things.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
No, it's not an asterisk.
It's the apostrophe.
Yeah, it's an apostrophe that pops up. Or you'll get a string of random numbers. If it's the string of random numbers, you could probably just hit pound and get out of it. But if it's the apostrophe, just hit 08 pound, 11 300 pound, and you'll start monitoring channel 300. Okay. There's a few other channels. Have fun trying to find which one's out. You could probably easily Google the
But what's the fun in that if you can't just fool around a little bit?
Yes.
Right.
This is a cell phone. Yes, this is a cell phone. Don't ask. Yay for quotes. Anyway, I'll fade that out. There's nothing interesting on it right now. I'll bring the stream back up.
Oh, my.
So anyway, next news thing.
All right, next news thing. Let's see. I have so much stuff on my screen. Well, we're talking about phones, so let's go to my wireless category.
I was even talking about my phone there.
Yeah, actually, you were. Okay, let's see. This is interesting. Remote access. Okay. I'm just scanning this one real quick because it's been a while. Whoa, that's a lot of fucking money. Alright, so there's a small... there's an article here I got off of the Business Pipeline at TechWeb. And it has to do with two new SSL VPN-based remote access products designated to give, you know, small businesses, not large corporations, because it just won't be enough, the ability to use VPN and SSL services remotely. And the cost for this thing is like pretty costly. It's like $995 just for the remote server software a month. It's crazy. Like, can't you do these things on your own for free?
Wait.
And two companies are just trying to set up SSL with 128-bit encryption and stuff and trying to sell it off and at super expensive prices. They offer support for like IMAP, Microsoft Outlook Exchange, Exchange 2003, and some other services. It's not really worth it, actually. It's not even worth an article, come to think of it. But it's just, it's funny how you take advantage, you have all these companies taking advantage of all freely available services and then trying to sell them off. Like, I remember reading a Slashdot article today where a company was charging like $25,000 to run Nmap against you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Lame, right, exactly. And then they tell you have all these security holes, and then in actuality it was like your network administrator's honeypot or something.
It's the fact that you called them.
Huh?
It's the fact that you called them.
Yeah, it's
so basically it's like fake pen testing.
What just happened?
Yeah, fake pen testing. I mean, you just run Nmap and then you copy the output to a file.
No.
Well, actually, Nmap FE has that built in, I believe. You send the output to the file. Done.
Jesus Christ.
And you just send that over. It's like a 5-minute, $25,000 game.
Slick.
Wow.
I messed up my window manager. What's the button so I could scroll?
Shit happens.
Scroll.
You know how the thing that frame ended up down there. How do I move it up?
You drag it. Or you mean how do you move? I don't remember. I haven't used Ion in a while.
Damn. Uh oh. Crap. On a stick. You fucked it.
You'll figure it out. Well, I'll open up the man page of it. Isn't it like F1 or Alt F1 automatically opens its man page?
I'll find out. I am manual.
Well, I guess we lost those in the stories.
No. I have most of my stuff here. No, that was the chat room I lost anyway.
Alrighty. Let's keep going on security then. Considering those fake pen testers. We all know about the Macromedia Flash problems.
Really? Macromedia Flash has problems?
Yeah, it tracks you wherever you go.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, I think, before. If not on the show, at least in person. And I was finding another article today. A lot of companies are starting to become really worried about this. Like, you know, their employees are going to be tracked wherever they go and so on and so forth. And Macromedia's actually, I found a page on there where you can go and it'll tell you exactly how to shut off the file. It's actually like 100 kilobit storage that it uses just for Flash itself. And you can actually shut that off so that it doesn't use that file at all. And you can delete that file off your computer so none of it's still left. It won't let people know what ads you've been watching on Flash. And it's for all different versions of Flash that's available. And you can get that if you go to macromedia.com/support, documentation, choose your language, Flash players. And I believe the last part of that link is Flash player, help, and settings manager. It's a bit of a walk, but it's not that hard to get to, especially if you rewind this MP3.
Anyway, for anybody who hasn't noticed, there is bad news. This week.
Bad news.
Yes, bad news. I mean,
is that like the good bad news or like the bad?
No, this is you fear it.
Oh.
You fear this on a daily basis. We were fearing this like I believe in an episode we did 3 months ago. Welcome, you've got voicemail.
Oh no.
AOL launches VoIP service.
They officially did it here.
Or
is this still the Canadian thing?
Let me see. Yeah.
Oops, forgot to read that part of the article.
It doesn't say anything about it only being Canada.
Oh, crap. They launched it here then.
Yep, probably.
Oh, God. So they're launching what? So many things this month. Roadrunner with AOL is coming out in a few days. Then you have the voice over IP service with voicemail. Is it free voicemail?
I was just joking about that you've got voicemail thing. Oh. But they did launch a VoIP service.
You got a phone call.
God help us all.
So exactly, how does it work? Like, there's like, can you add people's phone numbers to like a buddy list or something?
You know, it would be fun though. If you know somebody's on the phone with somebody you don't like, using a punter against them.
VoIP punters.
VoIP punters to get them off the phone so you could call in.
No, that's bringing me back. A good old day.
Actually, that would be. I would like to see a proof of concept VoIP punter.
That isn't impossible.
Well, no, it wouldn't be impossible. It's all packet based. No,
it's called a DDoS attack.
or what you found out, but we're not going to go into that.
Not going to go into that.
Yeah.
We found a couple of nice little holes in certain things that could cause people to do lots of fun things with your VoIP service.
Hell of a lot of fun things.
I need a little more investigation into the matter before I can officially release anything.
Yeah.
Well, in any case,
you don't want what happened to me happening.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? Oh well, when I released information about a product I was using, a huge hole in it, and specifically, I released that information in 2600 by writing an article about the Electronics TCD IP.
Oh, that's right. The one you signed. Fuck you. All right. Remember now. Go on.
I signed it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yes. Because he wanted me to sign his article as if it was like some big like thing that may be worth something if I sign it. And I signed it. Fuck you, Slicko.
Come on, I mean, how often do you get one? Fuck you. It's usually love.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
You're my you're my number one fan, whatever. Now it's like, fuck off. Go on, anyway.
Anyway, the article was basically what happened in a certain movie where somebody, let's see, hacked into the TV network. Well, at work, I use one of those units, specifically the Latronics TCDIP. It's not a spelling error. That's the name of their product. But, they had their Telnet port was open. So I just tried to connect to it using any, like, your standard Telnet command.
Of course, why not?
And I get connected. And, nice little TCDIP prompt came up. And I'm like, I hit enter. And it said, hit question mark or type help for help. And I'm like, okay, question mark, enter. Nice list of commands I could use. And then just by playing around and using Ethereal while using the actual interface for it, I was able to get more commands and find out how it, you know, transfers its password and whatnot.
Horrible.
But no more than 1 month after I posted, put that article, that or the article was released in the issue, there's an email from the company Latronics saying how there's, like, first of all, there was a patch in there. Mm-hmm. Which fixed the software and the firmware on the device itself.
Okay, well, that's good.
And also they were saying about changing your admin password and whatnot and all this stuff. And oh wow, it's just like the patch when I applied it and whatnot. It's Fort Knox.
It's Fort Knox.
They seriously secured that thing up to like to a T.
Except for one small problem, but
it may be small. What's interesting is they changed the default admin password used to be admin.
Which is...
No, I'm sorry, I don't even remember the article I wrote. It used to be default.
Oh.
Admin default. Admin, I mean, default anybody password. Could guess that.
These are normal ones you try.
Yeah, I mean, the four most used passwords are... sex. Secret. Oh, come on, you...
Blank. Stop. Blank and God.
No, it's love.
Love.
Love, yeah. Sex, secret, and God. Anyway, no, but seriously, the ones that mostly I see are admin,
default, or blank.
Password,
blank. Yes, that's another one. Anyhow, now their default password is the last six digits of their... The serial number. What's interesting, when I was looking at the serial number, I'm thinking, okay, well, that looks kind of like a MAC address. Guess what it ended up being?
A MAC address.
The MAC address of the unit.
So you could just ping it, figure out what
what the default is from ARP. What the default admin thing is.
And then you just add, guess the password.
So, I mean, it's very good.
It's, like, simple. Like, it gives you the password, but just... Never mind. That's sad.
But now, in the manuals, they tell people...
You have to know what you're doing, yeah. But once you know what you're doing, it's insanely easy.
But in the manuals now, they tell everybody to change their password.
Yeah, but who
they recommend
who
it
really,
now.
They didn't say RTFMs, in the manual?
Really.
RTFMs? The people
not
who
that many people.
The people who set up these devices probably do.
Okay, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, you never
did
know.
They change it originally?
Change what originally?
The pass.
No, the manual didn't tell them to.
Originally, was it still admin when you got to it?
Oh, no. Well, geez, are you kidding me? I changed my password. Is it, like, the day I set that thing up?
Okay. Oh, you set it up. That's why.
No. Yeah, when I set the device up, it's on a secure network, first of all, so I have no problems except for anybody within the company.
That's what you think, but go on.
Exactly. No, but I mean, the network there is very tight.
Okay, well, hope so.
I've been playing around. Anyhow.
Don't let them hear you say that.
So it was you!
As long as I don't say the company name or my real name, I'm safe.
Oh, really, John? Anyway. I'm just fucking with him. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's really informative because a lot of the devices people work with on a daily basis, they don't really realize how insecure they actually are.
Yeah.
And hell, some of the stuff you're using in your home you think is 100% secure.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good funny laugh luck. Right there.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, speaking of security, I got another news story that has to deal with it. Finally over.
What's finally over?
That evil Big Brother database that was set up by the government 3 years back that was monitoring credit card information and all the transactions you've done, pretty much gathering all the information you could possibly have, has finally lost all its funding and has been shut down as of April 18th.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
You mean
they probably just couldn't afford any more cake space? So why don't they? I don't know what they're gonna do with the information they already have.
Dude, it's so easy how to freaking store that information.
Get blanks. A couple Gmail accounts?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was totally going to say Gmail,
free
Gmail,
space that keeps growing.
It's over 2 gigs for each thing.
This is what happens when we've known each other our whole life.
Exactly. But oh, I mean, Christ. Seriously, I bet everybody out there was thinking the same thing, too.
That or people were thinking, just burn it to a bunch of DVDs or just a lot of...
No, but that's still expensive. Gmail accounts are cheap. It's just bandwidth.
Yeah, they might not even be able to afford the bandwidth at this point.
Yeah, who knows?
Plus, does their government really want to give everyone's information to Google?
Google become the new government?
Exactly.
Wow.
The United States of Googalia. Oh, whatever.
Google's on its way to becoming Googlia, the new government, it seems.
Oh, wait. Oh, I have Google stuff.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Is it about how they ran out of space because the government started wasting it?
I actually have a couple of Google stuff. where is it? Where's the other one? If you want to start reading
it's
this one.
It's highlighted, I'm sure.
There's that one.
Read what the fuck one. Is this? I don't know. I can't.
It's very short.
Google Video is going to start accepting video from users. This is interesting. They launched the beta service back, what, January? And let's see. It pretty much allows you to go to television programs and watch television programs. Well, you mentioned this before, didn't you?
No.
Google Video? You mentioned this to me.
I think we talked... I don't know, maybe.
We probably talked about it out of show. We do that a lot. Anyway, Google Video Upload Program now allows users with Google accounts to upload video to use by the Google Video service. And it has certain restrictions, though. The person submitting the video must own all the rights to it. Which I guess isn't hard for independent videos, films, and stuff like that.
Like, it's mine.
It's mine, yeah. That's it.
Get a Creative Commons license.
Yeah.
It's free.
It just takes a little bit of time. And
that's why is
it.
This blinking? Like it's okay. Lighting up every now and then.
I think someone's calling you.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. Google also recommends submitting video
Let's
in
MP4
and MP2.
No, it would be stay on.
Oh,
or
if you stay want, on?
No, it does it every now.
This doesn't make sense.
It's weird. It's a Samsung.
Okay. It also lets you it wants you to do it with MP3 audio. Okay. Never mind. If anyone wants to check out this service, go to upload.video.google.com. And if you have an account, just pop in there and upload your crap.
Okay, here's
some people probably want to watch it. Maybe.
Okay, I have the other one now.
The other one that you're typing into?
No. Oh, God. Wrong.
Read the article. Type later.
I don't even know my own number.
Great.
Okay, so this is the other one. It's about, cool, fun thing. That Google came out with a little bit ago, the map thing.
Oh, the Google Maps.
Google Maps. So, you could follow everything. But this is saying about the fun little Easter eggs you could find while looking at the maps.
Really?
Yeah, like the first example they used was this guy, Mike Leeds. He's a guy, he likes going to the Black Rock Desert for Burning Man Arts Festival.
Right, yeah.
So he figured, ooh, they could...
Okay, we got somebody calling. Shall we go to that?
Fine, I'll talk about this after.
Okay.
Special guest. What do we got?
Or he could bitch well.
Hello, you are on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
No. Look who it is.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get stalked.
Okay, now here's the deal.
Do you have Verizon?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay, good. Here's the deal. You got to do a distro by the end of the show. We got about 20 minutes left, okay?
You're fucking kidding me.
Because if not, I have to do the distro. And we don't want to hear that.
Alright.
Okay. I'll give you the name. I'll give you the name of the distro I was gonna do and see if you could come up with it.
Okay. Alright, just paste it and I'll check it out in a minute.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, he's gonna paste it in. Alright. Here we go.
Alright.
Okay, I sent it. Okay.
For those of you who are new, that's Echo sneaking onto the show the old fashioned way.
Yeah. Too bad I can do that, can't I?
What are you doing?
No, nothing. I'm gonna... nothing, never mind.
Okay. So I'm gonna continue talking about this thing. Okay, so...
Morbid.
Yeah.
Morbid?
Yes.
Did you paste the link? Because I'm not near my computer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I just put the name of it.
Alright, then I'll call you guys back in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Alright, sounds cool.
Bye.
Alright, bye. Direct.
Okay, so... So they're saying the guy, he likes to go. So he's like, ooh, pretty, I want to look at all the scenery that I usually drive past and never get to see.
Right, okay.
So then when he finally got to where the place is going to be, he saw in the pictures 45 miles to click, blah, blah, blah. He saw them actual, the town being set up. So you saw the picture of the Burning Man, the town Burning Man, actually, like, halfway through, like, construction of it.
Right, so you actually see, like, the little half circle.
Yeah, all that fun stuff. Right. So they're saying, like, a lot of this stuff is, like, you... They go through so many images a day that they pick up cool things every now and then. Like,
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. This is where they have the pictures of, like, the bombs going off.
They have pictures of just a volcano that just erupted. Like, bombs going off in Baghdad, firefights in the... whatever. They pick a 747. Please don't do that. Landing in Tokyo.
That was awesome. Yeah, and all these.
So that's cool. And it's pretty neat stuff. Actually, I mean...
Yeah, but what they don't notice is that you could see one of the World Trade Centers there, one not there.
That's another thing that I was going to say.
No, actually, they didn't have that. They're both gone.
No, another thing I was going to say is the fact that a lot of the areas... Since they redo the... They get new images...
Like very quickly.
Actually. No, they redo their images about once every 18 months.
That's not bad.
Well, because it's... Yeah, that's what keyhole is in Google Keyhole. So, this... So Google got Keyhole, and so they're saying if there's clouds or fog or whatnot, they really don't always get a good picture. So they
what?
So since they really don't get a good picture, sometimes they have to construct an image out of a. Several stitched together pictures. So some people think that some of these things are planted, like they find the San Francisco's Catastrophe Fair, games from San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Flyers.
Right.
So they think some of these things were put in there purposely to, like, for people to find. And others, there's like, I thought this was hilarious. This guy Bender from one of the satellite imagery companies, he recalls the image of a love note carved into a Texas cornfield in which someone scrawled, "I love Donna."
I remember that one, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he's like, the guy didn't get the girl. Because they actually called the local paper for there, and they asked if she got it. And she didn't. That's another thing. And other things they said, which are done probably and captured intentionally, were the pictures of people flood, like, shitloads of people into the Vatican after the death of Pope.
Right. Did you see the picture of the tsunami?
Yeah. I was going to say that. Their satellites happened to catch the tsunami. I haven't seen them yet, but I want to look at it.
It was a crazy picture. It's like, then you see the shoreline, mm-hmm. then you see, they show you the other picture, and you see the sea is like 30 feet out, and you see actually just sand, and then you see like the waters in the city. It's like really sad. Three-row pictures.
Sweet, I want to see it.
Yeah, go check it out. It's, I believe you can check it out. What's the website? You have the link there?
Yeah, sure. Somewhere that way. I'll find it later.
I'll find it later. Okay, it's somewhere on Google. I believe it's...
Well, I have to look for this thing for Echo.
Keyhole.google, and you can check it out.
Anyway, how much time do we have left?
It's from Wired.
I should actually get on to the next section.
Yeah. So
really? I have, like, 18 articles that we got through 3.
Wow.
That's cool.
I'll save some for next week, and we'll filter out the crap. Unfortunately, I gave you a crappy article before. I apologize.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, well.
I'll go F yourselves.
Anyway, it's time for the next section. That starts the email section of the show. That means we must have gotten some email, and when checking now, we appear to have more than I thought we did, so...
We have more while we were on the show.
No, I just didn't think it was as much as it actually was.
Okay, we'll see.
Because, you know, you get one or two a day over time, and it adds up. Is that ringing, or is that just lit up?
Is he just bitching at me?
It didn't say call.
Ringing, it would show you a number.
Okay.
Like a question mark, since I don't know who he is. Well, in my phone.
Oh, okay. Anyway, first message, Hey, love your show. Is there a place I can download the awesome background music y'all have? I know it's from video games, but is there a site I could download these from? Thanks. Well, the background music, we actually never pimped them yet. We haven't.
We haven't pimped
really?
Them.
Really?
We were waiting to see who's going to be the first one to notice.
Right.
Well, anyway, it's not downloadable.
It's streamable, though.
But it is streamable. And you can go to gamingfm.com, and they have 4 different streams you can choose from. They have, all their selection, just old console games, which is what we like to play, modern console gaming, And the last and final one is PC gaming. Each one has their own little intro theme and everything. It's really cool. It's well done. It's run by a bunch of people who used to work for EGM, I think. I don't really know. They're video game freaks, though. They have nothing but a huge collection of video games.
They play a lot of Mega Man.
They play a lot of Mega Man. Both in real life and on the radio. But it's a cool station to check out. It's definitely good for when you're trying to code and you don't want to listen to actual words, but you want to have something in the background.
Yeah, the classic console.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Classical. Go with classical music.
Definitely check it out.
Classical video game music.
Oh!
Anyway.
All right, so that's gamingfm.com. Go check it out.
Okay, and here's a comment from the Hacker Media.
Ooh, okay.
It's right on there and I can't even read it. Anyway. Comment, I was reading an article and it said the laptop battery will be able to be recharged by a hand crank. That solves one problem. As for the Wi-Fi, or Wi-Fi, depends on how you want to pronounce it, they are just dumb. That was UT Crazy.
Okay. Alrighty. UT Crazy seems to like popping in. Alright, the hand crank?
Hand crank, well, you
that, it sounds like we're going backwards, like when you hand crank the cars.
Exactly,
to start
we're going back to 1920.
Yeah. you could get, you get good forearms there.
Okay, what else we got?
Let's see. Hello to all at BassNet Radio. I'm wondering if there is any way you guys could maybe post a few photos of your recording setup. I heard you guys talk about it, and I believe Stankdog talked about it a bit on BinRev. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of your listeners would really like to see it.
Oh, I got an answer for that one.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
When I get that crappy digital camera for my internet provider, that will be done.
What, they have to send it to you separately?
Yeah, it's like I have to like have internet for like 8 weeks or something from them, and then they'll send it to me. Or like 4 weeks or some shit.
I think I've had them
like
for a month and a half. I think it's almost time for me to get mine.
And on a side note, on one of the episodes, you guys were talking about the Xbox power cable replacement and getting saved games off the hard drive. Well, it's not that simple. You see, the stock Xbox hard drive is locked. It requires a code to be thrown at it at boot for it to become usable. That's true. The unlock code is in the Xbox's EEP ROM and can easily be unlocked unless the Xbox fries. That's something we weren't thinking about. Thanks for that correction. Your hard drive is then useless as you have no way to get the unlock key without desoldering the EEP ROM and putting it on another Xbox. But what if the EEP ROM gets... This is my comment. What if the EEP ROM gets fried as well?
And here's another question.
What if you don't care about shelling out the money and have then fix it?
I don't think...
Would it be able to... I wonder if they can save
the hard drive. They probably have some sort of utility to unlock it without the EEP ROM password.
If you send it to them, they might be able to get your hard drive.
Yeah. That's true.
There might be some sort of admin password that we don't know exists.
But that's also shelling out the money for it.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying if you wanted to get them to fix it.
No, I'm not saying fix it. I'm saying try some damn passwords on your own. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, how long is the locked key? That's it. That's interesting. I knew about it. I never really looked too far into it. I have an Xbox. I always wanted to try to, like, play with all these things. But
you don't really play
never got
it, so.
Well, technically, you're fooling with it.
So. Fooling with it. Yeah, that's it. I think of it as playing with it, so... Anyhow. Yeah, I wonder how long that key is, if it's easily brute-forceable. Who knows?
It might be. I don't know if it locks you out after a certain time or amount of logins.
Well, it wants it at boot, so I'm wondering if you would need to actually power off and power on each time.
That would suck.
Well, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to bother trying. Someone out there who's really bored and has the time, because we don't...
Well, if you wanted to, you could use my distro of the week, which I don't think we're going to get to, because Echo claims he came up.
No, Echo's calling right now.
Oh, well, here we go.
Echo, you are back in as we are reading email. What's up? What was that?
I'm ready for the distro.
We're not.
Really? Now you two know what I was doing.
Yes.
Yeah, we knew it from the beginning.
Yeah, well, why don't you sit and listen to the emails for a second? And
yeah.
Then
We'll get to the distro in a few minutes.
Fine.
Maybe I should take that send out a little bit.
Okay, so go on.
Yes, the next comment was from Kizzle himself.
Oh, serious.
Shouts to Kizzle. He has Hacker Media up and running. What is the deal with letters instead of episode numbers? You crazy bastards. And I replied back to him that it's something that I didn't see anybody else doing on any shows. Hexadecimal, you know.
Yeah, it's just the fun of it, you know.
Yep. Then after he commented back, I like it.
You crazy bastards. I like it. As long as you have a reason for it, I guess it makes sense.
And, oh, that's not an email. That's just that Omniscan has posted a new comment about BaseNet on MySpace.
Oh, yes. Also, remember, there is a MySpace music profile for BaseNet Radio.
That's right.
We will be getting audio clips up there for you to listen to.
Right. And a couple links to our show and everything should be up. As well as one for a special friend.
Anyway. And then, from N User, who sent us a mail last week, he said, Slicko, that was just a friendly jab at you. You do not sound like the two NPR guys I mentioned. They are very old dudes, and in fact, that sound very cadgery.
Cadgery.
CODGER-Y. Don't ask me
I'll
for
find
definition.
Out. I'll find what it means.
All right. Keep going.
Go to Google to find colon cadgery.
Spell it again.
CODGER-Y. Anyway.
Why?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll find that later.
Here's another one. Hello, all. I wanted to first off say your show is great and keep up the good work. In episode E, which I listened to last week, I thought it... Oh, wow. I just got an email just now. A new one, but sweet. I'll continue reading this one. That just threw me off. Hello, all. I wanted to first off say your show is great and keep up the good work. Thank you. In episode E, which I listened to last week, I thought it was cool how... You, Slicko, could make these sounds. What did you buy to make these awesome voiceovers? I would like to know. Thanks. EA Elcock. Don't know how that's pronounced. Capital EA, lowercase LCOCK. Anyway. The awesome piece of equipment is a TC Helicon Professional. Is that the brand or is that the. I don't know, but it's a VoiceWorks vocal processor. It's got pitch correction in it. It's got harmonizing, it's got reverb and whatnot. I don't know if you would want to throw $700 at it, but it's good
for sound Nazis everywhere.
Yeah, it's one rack space. It's good for sound Nazis everywhere.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
Definition, I don't know. He might have spelled it wrong.
Anyway, this one is subject, the cry myself to sleep at night guy. That was the email that
subject. Okay,
that just popped up. Slicko and crew, it's the guy who wrote in two episodes ago asking about a good learning distro for Linux. Well, I can't say I haven't been what's this new yeah, you check your phone.
Oh, the Yankee game ended.
Oh, okay.
And let's see, Yankees won 19-8. Sweet.
Anyway, that's proof that we actually do record this on. It's gone.
Yeah. The guy who wrote in two episodes asking about a good learning distro for Linux, well, I can't say that I haven't been using my XP box for the past couple of weeks, but I am using Linux more and getting back into it. I'm currently adept with SUSE and am loving swapping out various lightweight distros on my old laptop. I know it's not your fault, but I'd just like to comment on the rather unfortunate timing of the background music stream when you read my second email in episode D. Man, it really made me sound like a bitch. I didn't even notice that. Did anybody else?
I don't think I did either. No. We just go with the stream, man. That's all it goes. Whatever's on is whatever's on, and that's what's on.
Are you still there, Echo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You haven't said shit since we started. Yeah.
That's not like you.
Hmm?
It's not like you.
What?
That you haven't said shit.
All right.
Anyway, I would say it's about time for,
Is it time?
It is time. Echo, are you ready?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Music?
Yeah, I guess I shall do the music, shouldn't I? And this is Distro of the Week. Let me make sure I hit the right button since I renamed them. All right, time for the Distro of the Week. Echo, it's all you.
All right, hey... What the fuck was that?
What the F was what?
Oh, okay. I just hear lots of shit in the background. Thanks a lot. You're a douchebag. This week's distro of the week is Chaos Linux, CAOS. Can be found on DistroWatch if you just search for it. Let's see. This is a very light distribution. What the fuck is that reverb?
What reverb? On your voice, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. It's coming through. Yeah, because you're Echo, you know we had to do it. I'll take it out.
Greg. Alright, so this is a very small distribution. The ISO weighs about 120 plus megabytes. It is a RPM-based distro based
loosely on Red Hat, which is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a lightweight Red Hat. I don't recommend this distro for any beginner Linux user because it comes with many servers. It comes with Apache, it comes with SSH, Telnet, and a couple other stuff already pre-configured. So if you're not good at configuring your system, you're going to have all these ports left open. It's also good for servers, as I mentioned, because it has all these servers. So if you're a system admin, you know, it's a very good lightweight distro, good for older systems, possibly. It still has support for i386 and up, I think I saw. And it comes with GNOME as a window manager, and the screenshots look pretty nice. Like I said, it's an RPM-based distro. It apparently has support from the time you install it. You can pretty much keep it on your system for 3 to 5 years without having to reinstall. I don't really know why you would have it on your system for 3 to 5 years unless you're running some kick-ass server, which then I don't think this would even be good for it. Overall, like I said, this is good for servers. It doesn't seem very good for beginner or new Linux users. I would still go with a easier Linux to use, possibly Mandrake, Slackware, or just full-on Red Hat. All right. Yeah, I think that's good. What do you guys think?
Wow, that was and this was another one we told him to do just like
during the show.
Yeah, you heard us. Like, come back later with a distro. Nice job again.
Oh, very nice job again. Oh,
you
man.
Called me 15 minutes ago.
He's like the king of improv distro.
He didn't have us yelling at you this time through it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we weren't yelling at you this time when you were in the middle of doing it.
All right, awesome. It's all good.
Though we did have a touch of reverb on your voice in the beginning there.
Yeah.
We gotta stop treating him like this.
It doesn't matter. Yo, guys, I gotta go. I gotta go back to doing math homework.
Right. Sorry that we gave you distro homework in the middle of that.
You know you needed the break.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, man.
Peace out.
All right, good luck with those finals, man.
Thanks a lot. Any shouts before you go?
Dale and Kilrathi always get shouts in my book.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Talk to you later, man. Take care.
Bye.
And that was Echo.
And that was the distro of the week.
And yes, it was.
In like 20 seconds or less.
No, he did that pretty good.
Good job. I still want.
I mean, that's the amount of research time he had.
I want him to go through this one.
He's lucky he's got that sweet connection. He wouldn't have been able to download that.
That's
serious.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I want him to go through this one. That'd be probably.
You want to go through more news and whatnot?
No, I want him, Echo, to go through this one for another time.
Okay.
You haven't even looked at it yet. I just showed it to Slid.
I just skimmed through it, and it looks pretty cool, especially the files.
Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one I was going to do. But we'll have Echo do it since he has the distro skills.
Yeah, he definitely does. I mean, that just proves it right there. Anyhow. Does anybody want to fit, like...
How
much time do we have left? We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes, all right.
Well, so. 2 minutes to kill.
Do we have any other actually sections for it?
We have, still have a lot of news.
None that we have any.
I'm just going to run through a quick news stories, things were in the news, not going, just so you know what's going on.
Okay.
A couple government things, U.S. military elite hacker crew.
Elite or 31337?
No, actually spelled elite.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But they call themselves.
That's from Wired News. Some all different stuff they've been have going on. It's kind of interesting. There's another thing. It's called Matrix. It's laptop triggered mines, which are going to be heading to Iraq. They're having a lot of activists are bitching about it because they think it's going to can't tell apart. Like you see a blip on the screen. Right. And then they just push the button to blow up that mine, and they're not going to check, see if it's, like, a civilian or whatnot. So they say that's an issue where there's someone that actually has to push it to make it blow up, instead of just if you walk into it, it will blow up.
Right.
I choose the one where you push the button, you look to see if it's a bad guy, and then you blow it up, as opposed to just walking into it. Okay,
next victim.
Cloned cows, yummy and safe. They had Wired News again, research. They had a study going on trying to prove if cloned meat is... and milk are better, or have any health issues.
And Slade, maybe you could help me out with this. Where does the number 1-800-MAN-MILK lead to?
I believe that's the USDA, what is it, United Dairy Farmers?
American Dairy Farmers is... Right. Anybody out there, feel free to dial, it's not my number, so dial 1-800-MAN-MILK. That's American Dairy Farmers.
And think about how disturbing that really, really is.
Music biz, high-speed traders, you know, a lot of people getting sued, but RIAA says they're going after mostly shared 3,900 files or more. Okay.
All right, well, that about concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@slickzero.net. If you're listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Have a good week.
Moo.
Peace out.